This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
Digging out this morning from this record-breaking deadly snowstorm. In so many places, the snowplows are struggling to keep up with the heavy, wet snow.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, February 3rd, 2015. Here are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. They're saying that this could not be more heartbreaking. After being told to prepare for the worst, Bobby Christina Brown's family is said to be losing hope that she will survive, according to sources telling a number of news sources. Things are not looking good for Whitney Houston's daughter, who remains in a medically induced coma at an Atlanta area hospital. Her father, Bobby Brown, is by her bedside, and it looks like, some people are saying that it looks like he will have to make the decision about whether to take his daughter off of life support. Now, there was good news yesterday that they saw some movement of her eyes, and the swelling in the brain is seemingly going down. The problem is, how long was she without oxygen before?
And when your brain cells don't get oxygen, they die.
They die. And as a consequence, if she does come out of this, they say that what kind of damage has been done to the lack of oxygen.
They also say they did find drugs.
The family is reporting that the police found drugs in her house. And over the weekend, they went back to get a second sweep of the house. The first time, they didn't find anything. But the second time, they did find several items, and they took those. They're not saying what was found, but they are saying that they are taking a look at what she might have had in her system and that led her to this place.
Avery, do you know? Do you know Bobby Christina?
No, but
you never worked with her?
No,
worked with a lot
never,
of people.
But no, and my heart just goes out.
And there are a lot of people who are, Jesus, you know, lending their love and support to her, and
I feel so sorry for
her. And people are asking, you know, what could have been done to save her over the last 3 years, especially with the loss of her mother. And it is tragic indeed. We are also looking, Tom, at Suge Knight. He was charged yesterday with murder and attempted murder after he struck the two men with his pickup last week. They say that they have rescinded the bail. The $2 million bail was revoked. Well, he never left. The commissioner.
Oh, he never got out.
No, he never did. They were talking about him getting the money together yesterday, but they took it back. And they said because he is a potential flight risk.
Who told him he wasn't going to get out? I'm sure he wouldn't be
that. Well, here's the other thing.
How you going to let a man get out that has a record like that?
Should take off your street clothes. It ain't working out, man.
He didn't even get to the putting his street clothes back on. And they said that he's a three-time offender. This could be the third strike. So
they
this
said
could
one of
really
the reasons they kept him in because he would scare people who might would testify. Which is true,
The intimidation factor.
Yeah.
And then from our stupid police file.
Better not never tell nobody. Did he kill your mama? I had to go color purple. Okay. I'm sorry.
From our stupid police file, Tom, Warren Sapp has been arrested, accused of soliciting a prostitute. And Greg Anthony
we got it.
We
talked about it for the first half hour.
It's been done. We got it.
Greg Anthony appeared in court yesterday. And appearance said he has pleaded not guilty to charges of soliciting a prostitute. Stupidity.
16 before the hour. More Avery Sunshine coming up. This is the TJMS.
Thank you, Blair. Thank you.